tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friends. This is a Fat Man. We are Chef and a Fat Man live from Esteli, Nicaragua, Finca La Estrella. This is a beautiful home of Don Pepin. And Don Pepin could have a much more massive home. He could have many more things. But this home is simple, but it's beautiful. It's tasteful. It's, you know, Chef Eric actually went out into the private orchard back here and picked a few limes. He was climbing up the tree to get some banana leaves for a recipe he was going to try to do. But when he got his thong caught on the top branch, the whole thing started to go down. And he said, Fat Man, help a brother out. I said, hang up there in the tree, homeboy. But all kidding aside, my friends, the reason we can kid is because this place makes everybody feel at peace. This place, this city, this family is just an amazingly simple but magnificent family. And Tom, you're a retailer. You are the bread and butter for any company to succeed. And you have a beautiful selection of cigars. Now, understand, we're under this beautiful tin roof canopy with these long stretch of white tables where we are going to sup tonight on a suckling pig that is probably about 75 pounds. And in fact, rumor had it that some of the family wanted to give me an apple. And I didn't know what they meant by that. I didn't know if I was going to be the – they said, you're going to be the star of dinner tonight. And I didn't know what it meant, but when they handed me the apple, hey, I may have fallen off the cabbage truck in Esteli, but I wasn't putting an apple in my mouth.
I don't blame you. I don't think I would either.
I could have fed the population of 120,000 people in Esteli if they would have feasted off me. But feasting is what it's all about, and I'm feasting my eyes on four incredible cigars. And on this long stretch of white tables, the wind has dropped down to about 2 knots. Little kitty cats running through for my wife and for Teresa. They'll love to hear that the kitties are here. And there are literally two-legged kitties running around because Don Pepin is all about family. And this is a beautiful family, like the singer, family of cigars. Tell us a little bit about these cigars.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fat Man, it's, what's been great about it is we've been able to sample over the last couple of days as some of the best cigars made in the entire world. And today we have a cornucopia here of selections.
Cornucopia? I'll tell you, that Hooked on Phonics worked for you.
It did. And because of that, we're able to highlight a couple of them because the My Father Family Cigars has a great selection. The original Blue came out in 2003. That was is now called the Blue Original, Don Pepin Blue Original. And it's great, full-bodied flavor, very Cuban-esque. And then next to it is the Cuban Classic, which is Don Pepin Garcia Black, which is more in line, I guess, in some ways, with some of the flavor profiles that you might find in some of the Cuban cigars. That said, then the Jaime Garcia, which is the Reserve Edition, is a tribute, in a way, from what Jaime wanted to do for his dad. So it's a really it's a great cigar for the full-bodied guy, the one that wants a really full-flavored smoke that's going to go great after dinner with something, you know, full-flavored. So that selection is also available. And then in 2009, the My Father cigar was honored by being the number three cigar of the year, and it is one of the best price points from a retailer standpoint, and available at both locations in our Charlotte stores and Outland Cigars,
and
at Cutter's right there in Alpharetta, where you can get this entire profile. So there's a cigar for everybody in the My Father family of cigars.
And then 2012, 3 years later.
Right. That's when it kicked in. because what happened was Flor de las Antillas was a tribute to Cuba for what it had meant to the family and what the tradition means even now, some nearly 10 years later, only to be honored with the highest award that the cigar industry can give it, which is the number one cigar of the year. And it was honored so, we have it available, and we're going to cut and fire that cigar right now.
Really?
And you're going to get to smoke it right here in front of all of us.
But as I talked about at the beginning of the show, a great recipe in culinary is much like a great recipe for a cigar. And the number one cigar in the world for 2012, it's all about the blend. And I'm telling you, next year, if they are allowed to bring another trip back here, which I wouldn't see why not, because the admiration and love from both sides, the retailer side and from the consumer side, is here to Don Pepin. You had better sign up for this trip. You will never, ever forget it. But let's talk about the great ingredients, and what better person than Yosef, who has taken us to the fields, literally, to the barns when they're first cut, and given us a most amazing tour. If you would like to see video, or not video, but pictorial of it, please go to Chef and a Fat Man Facebook page. We have step by step by step followed the whole process through, unlike anybody else has ever tried to do. And, you know, Yosef has made our experience so much better. And, Yosef, first of all, thank you so much for putting up with us. And you still got to put up with us a little longer. But because we have, at the conclusion of the show, we're going to be dined, and we're going to dine on a most amazing feast. And it all is a gift from Don Pepin to all of us. And, Yosef, the number one cigar in 10 years, starting from scratch to 10 years with all those great companies that are out there all over the world that have been making cigars for years and years and years, the number one, it's all about the blend, baby.
All right, guys. Well, obviously, you know it. It's been there for the whole year. Flor de las Antillas, like Tom said, it was a great tribute to Cuba. As you guys might know, Cuba, it's one of the largest, of the greatest islands of the Antilles. So they wanted to give tribute back to Cuba. And the way to do that, it's to make a cigar that is a true puro. A true puro means that all the tobacco that's in the cigar, including the wrapper, it's all from Nicaragua, the same country. But not only that, it's not only all the tobacco is from Nicaragua, it's all from our farms. All the tobacco that's inside the Flor de las Antillas came from a region that is called Namanji. We currently own 4 farms back in there. The first one was the headquarters, which are now, it's called Las Marias, a tribute to Pepin's wife. All the tobacco was harvested in there. The double binders, the fillers, secos, visos, and ligeros, and the beautiful sungrown wrapper that Pepin took care of for the whole season in order for him to create that amazing blend. The first time I smoked the cigar, I couldn't believe myself that there is actually a cigar that tastes that good as Flor de las Antillas. So, not because I work here, but because it tastes good. You guys know it. It's been selling like crazy. You guys know it.
Well, and from a retailer standpoint, could it be any better? Because you can't get them everywhere.
No, you can't, and it's difficult. But it's also the consistency of the cigar is what has, I think, paid the greatest respect to it. Because in the world of cigars, one of the most difficult things is to keep the blend, the integrity of the blend, and to keep it available to the customer and the consumer in such a way that you can readily get it. This modified box press comes in regularly four sizes. It's a very nice flavored cigar. It's got a medium to medium with a little bump, we say. It's got enough spice to it that gives it that richness and flavor, but it's not overpowering to the palate. It goes very well with what we're going to be eating tonight. It's a terrific cigar from the standpoint of price point. It's very affordable. Most markets, it's going to be less than $11
for the number one cigar in the world.
Right. And it's available at Cutter's and at Outland Cigars and a number of other great retailers around the country.
But the place you want to go is for that world portal that they've opened for you at Cutter's and at Outland Cigars, where you get the world-class experience, you get the world-class discussions, you get the world-class cigars, and you touched on it, the consistency. I know I've been involved with companies and restaurants that have done so many things really, really well. They become number one, and then what happens? I'll let you know when we come back. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. My friends, we are truly celebrating the good life like you can do if you fire up a My Father cigar. It is a true celebration of family, good life, and Atonia beer, baby, because we are right here in Esteli, Nicaragua, where we are having more food, more fun, and more celebrating, whether you're eating great soup or playing great dominoes. Taking it to the streets of Esteli, baby.
Woo! Yeah!